It's Friday, July 11th, 2008, and welcome to episode 45 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Earlier this week, I promised an interview from the National Educational Computing Conference with Eric Langhorst, last year's Missouri Teacher of the Year. For the past year, Eric has been working with Microsoft on an education project using Zune MP3 players with his students. Microsoft provided Eric's class of 8th graders with 25 Zunes to use as a pilot project to explore the potential educational benefits of using this technology in the classroom. The Zune is an MP3 player similar to an iPod, but has some additional features that the iPod does not that offer some intriguing new possibilities for educators. The Zune has the ability to beam content from one Zune to another Zune using existing wireless networks that allows teachers and students to easily share content with each other. The Zune device separates music, pictures, and audio-video podcasts into separate categories and has an easy-to-use interface that students can use to listen and view content when away from the computer. This portability allows students to use the Zune anywhere and of all things to study American history. Eric saves his class PowerPoints as JPEG files and loads them to the students' Zunes as study guides for students to review for tests. Eric is also the producer of the Speaking of History podcast that he also shares on the student Zunes. In addition, Eric creates audio study notes called StudyCast for the students to use, and students can create their own educational content for their own study reviews or shared with others. I did not provide a transcript for Eric's interview portion, so please listen to the audio version of this posting to hear the full interview with Eric Langhorst on how he is using the Zune in his 8th grade classroom. So without further ado, here is my interview with Eric Langhorst from the National Educational Computing Conference last week. Okay, this is Tom Grissom with Tech Talk for Teachers, and I'm here at the Microsoft booth at the NEC 2008 convention. Just finished watching a presentation by Eric Langhorst, who is a Missouri Teacher of the Year, and I'd just like to do a quick overview of what Eric's been doing for the last year, and specifically using the Zunes.
All right, well, thanks. Just did a little presentation about a Zune pilot that we've done in our classroom. The Zune is an MP3 player from Microsoft that allows you to watch video, you can view images, and you can also listen to audio. So what we've been doing in the classroom is I gave 25 Zunes out to 25 students, and I give them audio reviews for tests so they can get ready for the test. It's just like I'm sitting down with the student and talking to them about the content we covered in the unit, maybe jogging their memory about a story or so. But then the other neat thing is I'm also able to give them our PowerPoint notes. So I can save my PowerPoint as an image collection and then give those images to them on their Zune, and they can look at them wherever they're at, just like they're reviewing the notes. And then sometimes we also do some videos in class. We do an Abraham Lincoln election ad video, and then I gave all those videos to my Zune students, and then for homework they were supposed to critique their fellow students' work. So I'm able to give them video podcasts, I'm able to give them audio podcasts, and it's a little device about the size of a stick of bubble gum, basically, and my students are able to carry that around with them. I also allow them to put their own content on, so if they want to listen to Carrie Underwood, they want to listen to Jay-Z, they can listen to that as well. They always have their MP3 player with them. So the students' most common comment was, I loved having my notes with me. I loved having my information with me so I could listen to it on the bus or in the car or when I'm walking to school or whatever. So we did that the spring semester this last year. We're going to replicate that pilot again this upcoming year in the fall of 2008. And my students have loved it. It's a great way to give them content. And just another way to allow this technology to be in the students' hands.
Okay, thank you. You also do a podcast. You want to go ahead and give a plug for...
Oh, sure. Yeah, this is a shameless plug here. Speaking of History is the name of the podcast. And my tagline is that I'm talking about education, technology, or history. And sometimes it just happens to be a random type thing. And the address for that is www.speakingofhistory.blogspot, or if you just do a search for Speaking of History, it'll show up too.
Okay, thank you very much. Great presentation.
Thanks.
I would like to thank Eric Langhorst for providing the interview last week and sharing his time with the Tech Talk for Teachers audience. I have provided a link to one of Eric's blog postings about his podcast about the Zune pilot project and other relevant links about the project in the show notes. The other presentation that I serendipitously attended after Eric's presentation was by Sherry West from the Fort Sumner School District in New Mexico that also recently completed a Zune pilot project. About 100 students from this small New Mexico school district were all loaned Zunes filled with educational content preloaded to listen to and view during their long commutes on the school bus. I would like to thank Sherry West and the two students she brought along with her to NEC that gave a wonderful presentation on how the students were using the Zunes at Fort Sumner for educational purposes. Most people do not realize the amount of effort that it takes to successfully implement a project on this scale, and Sherry shared some of her experiences of scaling up the technology to use with 100 students. Sherry also shared some of the policies that were implemented to help curb any inappropriate use of the Zunes by students that might occur before the students were allowed to use them. A link to an article about the New Mexico Zune project is available in the show notes. My technology pick of the week earlier this week was a new Web 2.0 polling tool that allows users to respond to multiple choice questions using a text message from their cell phone. Teachers can now offer American Idol style voting to their students. Using Poll Everywhere, students have the ability to text in their votes to an education-related question. All a teacher needs is a free Poll Everywhere account for up to 30 responses per poll. All the students need is a cell phone with texting capability, something most teens already have. If you have been frustrated with cell phone use and misuse, why not consider using the technology for educational benefit? You probably won't get the same enthusiasm that American Idol gets, but it is now possible and free for teachers to do so. If you did not give Poll Everywhere a try earlier this week, then please visit the show notes for episode 44 for my technology pick of the week and use your cell phone to text in your vote to the example Tech Talk for Teachers poll asking about tablet PC use. Now for the second bonus technology pick of the week for this week. My technology pick of the week for episode 45 is a website called Semize.com. A link is provided in the show notes. Last episode, I discussed my thoughts on using Twitter at the NEC conference. Semize is one of the tools I used in combination with Twitter last week that made my conference experience much more productive than it would have been without Twitter. In fact, I learned about Eric Langhorst's Zune presentation by using Semize. Eric had posted a Twitter posting that he was going to present on student use of the Zunes, and I saw his posting. Semize is a website that searches Twitter entries, and users of Twitter were encouraged to use the keyword NECC, N-E-C-C, in their Twitter postings while attending. I could then use the Semize website to search on a keyword, in this case NECC, and Semize would return all the results of all Twitter postings with the word N-E-C-C in them, and the most recent postings would appear first in the search list. This was extremely helpful because I was getting real-time information on location about NEC-related happenings. Using Twitter also provided the human element to the search because I could see the Twitter usernames of people making postings, and if I knew them, I could rely on their reputation to decide if something was worth seeing or not. This human filtering is invaluable when you are attending a conference with so much to offer and so little time to see everything. Having human eyes intervene as part of the search process really can add credibility to the search results. Sometimes you will see Twitter users also use the pound sign and then a keyword, like pound N-E-C-C, that is used to identify keywords that are unique and easily searchable by Semize. Tagging by keyword makes it easier to find related Twitter postings when you want to conglomerate tweets about a particular topic or event. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/TomGrissom, and follow me. You must have a Twitter account and log in to follow someone on Twitter. Once logged in to Twitter, just click on the follow button of the person you wish to add to your follow list. This will allow all updates from the person you follow to appear in your Twitter account. If you follow many people, this can get a little crazy depending upon how active the people you follow are on Twitter. As with most Web 2.0 tools, Twitter postings are public and easily searchable, so always be on your best behavior and observe common netiquette rules. That wraps it up for episode 45 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC by clicking on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you'd like to make a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. I would like to thank again Eric Langhorst, our interview guest this week, for his time and remind the Tech Talk for Teacher audience to check out the show notes for links to resources you can use related to this podcast or other archived Tech Talk for Teachers podcasts. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.